An hour later, the dregs and remnants of the MMMMM had managed to finally return to their headquarters. Gluttony's steps caused small craters to appear in the street as we followed behind. Danish and the other leaders of the companies were behind us, talking among themselves. The cream-colored stallion trotted up next to me, smiling.
"Every pony all right?" I asked.
Danish nodded.
"We lost a lot of good ponies out there, but we'll be able to rebuild. It's going to be tough, though,"
he said. He looked sad. I could sympathize. I'm sure that many of the ponies that were lost were Danish's friends.
"Listen, Danish, I would totally understand if you wanted to stay here. You don't have to come with us to stable 180, I said quietly.
Danish was about to reply when we were cut off by a loud voice above us.
"No,"
Gluttony said simply, stopping to regard the both of us.
"Danish will go with you. I owe you that much, Ministry Mayor."
"Me? What do you owe me?"
I said, feeling very confused. The gigantic beast rumbled with laughter.
"If it was not for you, and for Danish here, I would have stayed in that room forever, force-feeding myself to my eventual death,"
he said.
"I realize now that I can't quit. The MMMM is mine, and I can't let it fall apart. Even if I have to deal with the company squabbling like children, they are my children. You and Danish helped me see that. Thank you, both of you."
"Shoot, boss, it was nothing," Danish said humbly. "We were just worried about ya. I was worried about ya." Gluttony's eyes, although black as night, appeared to be sad. He nodded.
"No matter what, the MMMM shall remain under my protection, united under my rule. The companies of the MMMM will cooperate. We will defend our settlements and the ponies of the city,"
he said loudly, so that the company leaders behind us could hear him. They cheered for their wayward leader, and I couldn't help but smile. Gluttony was back in harness, and the rank and file of the MMMM were aware of how much they needed him. This crazy bunch of ponies had learned to work together. Whatever happened in the future, the MMMMM would thrive, thanks to the magic of friendship. Several hours later found our group back in our room at the MMMMM headquarters preparing to make the journey to stable 180. Nixie's had enough time to finally finish going through the map and had come up with a good route for us to progress through. I sat next to Violet, cleaning Stargazer and humming to myself. The aftermath of the Lotus Triad's assault wasn't pretty. The MMMMM had lost between 40 and 50 of their own, including the leaders of the Whipped Cream Royalists and the Buttercream Boys. Ponies had already stepped up to fill these positions, though. Gluttony had taken charge of the MMMMM as a whole with a fervor the gang hadn't seen in ages. He was everywhere, his massive form surprisingly silent when he was sneaking up on a slacker or miscreant. It was a good time to be a member of the MMMMM, and I was proud to have played a part in the revitalization of the group. After getting some rest, I made my way down to speak with the leader of the MMMMM once more. I knocked on the door to his sanctum, hearing him call for me to come in. I stepped inside, seeing the massive beast bustling busily in his colossal kitchen. The filths and stacks of food were gone, and Gluttony was just finishing loading an oven into a cart. A scrawny young earth pony buck drugged the cart off, and Gluttony turned, acknowledging me with a nod.
"Ministry Mayor," he rumbled. "I take it you are ready to leave."
I nodded.
"We are," I said. "You know, it's funny. Danish told me you two were once best friends, and last night I could really see that."
"Danish speaks the truth. We were once very close before I came the thing you see before you today," he said.
"So you remember?"
I asked. Gluttony nodded.
"I remember what I was like before her. I remember what she did to me, to us,"
the beast replied.
I do not know why I remember, but I remember.
And what did she do to you and the others? I said. It was time to get some answers. If I was going to be storming stable 180, I was going to need more information on Pride, and now was good as any time.
She changed us. Pure magic compressed in solid form. It turned us into these things,
Gluttony said. I sighed, looking at the floor with sadness in my eyes. I looked back up at Gluttony, tears beginning to form as I spoke.
Who were you originally?
I choked out.
I was a friend. I was a brother in arms. I was a father once,
Gluttony said. My tears began to flow freely as I slumped to the ground. Gluttony rumbled.
Do not cry for me, Radiant Star. My path is set in life. I am what I am, and there's nothing I can do about that.
It's just so messed up, I exclaimed through my tears. I can't believe Sampony would even do such a thing. And not just you, but last...
Gluttony nodded.
Last will remember in time. She will eventually reconnect with the kind pony she used to be, he said.
My eyes widened, catching the giant earth pony's interest.
Yes, Last was not always the sarcastic and snarky little mare she is today. She was a lover and a fierce friend.
I started to say. I paused for a moment to gain my composure. I looked up at Gluttony.
I will defeat her. Pride will be stopped. I will do this for you, for Lust, for Cranky, and even for Wrath, Envy, and Greed. You deserve no less.
Gluttony chuckled.
I thank you, Ministry Mare, for your promise. May Luna protect you,
he said. I stood and wiped my eyes before trotting to the door. I stopped and looked back at the leader of the MMMMM.
May Celestia bless you.
I finished for him as I pushed open the door and trotted out. I made my way back towards where we were staying. Too many thoughts swam through my mind. Pride, stable 180, Lust and the others. I was lost. I didn't have any idea what to do. Plus, there was still Spark to deal with. What if Pride had already joined with the element of magic? Were we already too late to stop them?
No, I thought. If that had happened, she would have made herself known by now. She wouldn't be hiding in stable 180.
A nagging thought itched in the back of my mind. There was something I was still missing. My eyes widened when I realized what it was. The memory orb. Gluttony had given me the orb with explicit instructions to watch it. I pulled the orb out, finding a nearly abandoned room to hole up in until the memory was finished. I knew Violet and the others might be worried for a bit, but I needed to see this thing. It felt like there was some crucial piece of information that this orb held that I would need to know before we entered stable 180. I latched onto the device with my magic, feeling my world fall away into nothingness. I'd been stallions before, in memories. The different configuration was almost familiar in a way. I was in Chickercold. The familiar city stretched out around my host as he trotted along. I was also distinctly aware that I was a unicorn. A shotgun levitated in the air next to me as I glanced about shiftily. There was no pony in sight as I moved around a ruined building and saw my host's intended destination. It was a small settlement just outside the city, one that I had not seen before or recognized. Colts and fillies played on the outskirts of the settlement. The shotgun came up as I realized with fear what my host was intending to do. Before my host could move, however, the glow of magic was replaced by a dark blue glow, preventing my host from moving the shotgun further.
So, this is what you have been reduced to,
a voice said from behind my host. A voice that made me shudder with fear. My host turned, seeing a midnight-colored alicorn hovering behind him. Pride.
The Elecon looked sad, her eyes bright with unshed tears as she met my host's gaze.
"Piss off, Diamond," my host said.
My eyes widened as I realized that I had heard this voice before. It was Greed.
"Oh, no, 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 no,"
I thought as I wished for the memory to end right then and there. However, it continued on, much to my dismay. There was something off about the unicorn's voice, though. It didn't sound like the Greed that I knew. My host glared at the Alicorn.
"Please, Cutter, don't do this. You don't need to do this,"
the mare said, pleading with my host. I felt confused. This wasn't like Pride. Was this somehow before Pride became who she is now? Why would Gluttony even have this memory? My host snorted.
"And I said to piss off. Diamond, you don't get it, do you? I have to do this. They'll kill her if I don't do it,"
he said. Pride sighed and put her hoof on my host's shoulder.
"Look, I know we're just friends, but I care for you. We'll get her back. Lilith will be fine, I promise,"
the Alicorn mare said.
"Just please don't do this. There's a better way."
"And what way is that, huh? Those statues you keep going on about you think you found?" my host shouted. "They aren't real. You don't get it. You keep stuffing your head into those books of yours. You're too busy to notice that your friends are in trouble."
"They're real,"
Pratt replied angrily.
"They are, and I can prove it to you. You have to trust me. We'll show those fucking raiders that we mean business. We can take Lilith back."
"It's too late, Diamond. I made my deal with the devil. I'm doing this, and you're not going to fucking stop me,"
my host growled angrily, ripping the shotgun away from the Alicorn with a flare of magic. I turned about, ready to start down the hill towards the settlement as the mare spoke once more, stopping my host in his tracks.
"Wait,"
she called out. My host turned back.
"If you really are set on doing this, then let me help you."
My host's eyes widened.
"Diamond, you can't help me. You don't have it in you. What are you gonna do? Help me slaughter this whole town?"
my host replied.
Do you trust me?"
Pride said quietly.
"What?"
"I said, do you trust me?"
the mare asked. My host paused for a few moments and then nodded. Pride smiled.
"Then come with me. I want to show you something."
Her horn glowed brightly, and within the span of a second my host's vision went black. Seconds later, the world around me reformed and we were in a different place. My host glared at the Alicorn in front of him.
"What the hell? Where are we?"
he said, looking around the dark tunnel. My host's eyes drifted down past Pride, finally coming to rest on a large gear-like door. The number 180 emblazoned the front of it.
"The stable? What are we doing here? I thought we were told never to come here, Diamond."
"I know, but trust me, all right?"
Pride replied, leading my host past the door and into the stable. The dark gray walls felt like they were crushing me as we trotted along. We stopped, eventually, at what appeared to be a large medical bay.
"All right, we're here."
"Medical? What are we doing in medical?"
my host said. Pride smiled.
"I've told you before about the research I've been looking into," she said.
"Those statues? Damn it, Diamond, we just talked about this,"
my host replied. A soft chuckle came from the mare's lips.
"Yes, well, you forced my hoof. I wanted to wait to make sure they were safe,"
she said, igniting her horn and opening up a cabinet at the far end of the room.
"But you have left me no choice."
A bluish light began to fill the room as my host looked over at the cabinet. Inside of it stood several tiny statuettes carved out of bluish metal and into the shapes of various races. There were 7 of them in all. Unicorn, Pegasus, Alicorn, Earth Pony, Donkey, Minotaur and Zebra. I blinked.
"These things, they keep showing up. What the hell do they mean?"
I thought as my host stepped up to inspect the figurines.
"What do they do then? How is this going to help me get Lilith back?" my host asked.
"I found these statues in an old Ministry of Arcane Science hub. The history behind them is quite amusing,"
Pratt replied, ignoring my host's question.
You see, the audio logs I found with them indicated that they were some sort of artifact that had been dug up by a famous archaeologist during the war. Her name was Daring Do. The Ministry Mayor Twilight Sparkle seized the artifacts to study them. The log didn't say much more than that. I've had to piece together what these things are capable of on my own since then. My host glared at the Alicorn once more.
So these things are some ancient artifacts dug up by some famous pony. Big deal. How does it help me?
He said. Pride laughed.
Tell me something, Cutter. What do you want most in life?
She said, sparking her horn.
What do you desire more than anything?
My host narrowed his eyes. He looked away for a brief moment before looking back at Pride.
Power, he said. I want power. I want to protect, to destroy. I want it all.
And you shall have it all,
Pride replied as her horn glowed brightly, wrapping its magic around one of the statues. It was shaped like a unicorn. The statue lifted into the air and floated up to my host's face.
Touch it, and you will be reborn. You will be given everything that you desire.
My host looked down at the tiny statue.
Diamond, are you sure this is safe?
He asked, his voice now sounding scared.
Pride grinned widely, her eyes flashing red. I realized that she had already undergone her transformation. She was no longer the Diamond my host knew. She had become Pride. My host shook off his fear and touched the statue with his hoof. A jolt of electricity shot throughout his body and it shuddered, falling to the ground. Energy crackled along my host's skin as it began to react to the arcane magic. He screamed loudly as jolts began to grow and muscles began to stretch. After several moments of agonizing and terrifying pain, my host's body gave out completely and he slumped to the ground. His vision went dark.
Cutter? A voice cut through the darkness, forcing my host's eyes open once more. My host's body had changed. It felt stronger. My host stood, facing the Alicorn mare. A sly grin crept across his face.
Pride smiled widely. Welcome back, my friend. It seems that it worked.
Yes, my host erupted.
That voice, I thought.
The voice was definitely the same. My host was no longer Cutter.
It worked perfectly. I can feel it. The power, it's running all through me.
Excellent. And what will you do with your power? Pride said, stalking around the stallion. I've often thought about what I would do with such power.
I will crush them, my host said. Those stupid fucks who think they can keep my Lilith from me. I will crush their skulls beneath their fucking hoofs like paste.
Pride turned, facing my host. An evil grin emerged on her face. Her eyes flashed an evil red.
And you will get your chance to do so, she said, stalking in a slow circle around my host. But now that you have this power, you can no longer rightly consider yourself Cutter. Cutter was weak. He was a fool. You are not. No. You must have a new name, a name that truly fits the desire for power you seek.
She stepped past my host and drew close, whispering in his ear.
Greed.